Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. A reminder, you miss any part of the show, all you have to do is use the rewind feature on radio.com, download the app, select our station, and you can go back in time if you want to hear the story of Matt Valdez almost becoming famous on the NFL Network.
Yeah, almost famous.
Close to famous, Matt Valdez.
Or Tyson Fury and his plan before his big heavyweight championship fight. Yes. Seven times a day.
Seven whistles.
Rewind to hear more about it.
I just don't think I'd be able to function. No, I don't know how that could possibly prepare me.
I think it takes up your entire day.
To engage in battle. I know for me, I'd be pretty worn out. I think it would have the opposite effect.
Yeah, I think, I'm telling you, I'm just smelling,
you know,
like
what?
A potential
goofing
cover.
Seven's an outrageous number.
Drabby?
He is goofing, but if he is doing that seven times a day, I know he's not training as hard as he needs
to. Yeah, impossible.
Yeah, because it's not, those last few, he's working hard there.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that.
It certainly is.
For a fact.
Yeah, the biggest right forearm in the world.
Yeah, he's exactly. Definitely, he's definitely working the heavy bag
like
at that
Popeye
point.
Yeah. Right? Big old Popeye forearm on the one side. It's like a guy that only works his upper body, didn't ignore his legs.
Yep.
Oh, there's Tyson. One of those guys at my gym.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like huge.
That's right. You got little twigs.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's crazy.
By the way, the movie game, TV game in studio has gone up 1,000%. Now, the movie is playing on the left TV. I think it's Phenomenon with John Travolta. Yes. I don't know much about that. But on the right is just a smashola, The Hunt for Red October.
That's Alec Baldwin.
I mean, that's a classic.
Right?
Yes.
In the Jack Ryan role.
That's
Who
correct.
Who is the current Jack Ryan, EB?
On Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it went from Alec Baldwin to Harrison Ford. I believe Ben Affleck was in the mix.
Ben Affleck was in for one movie, I believe.
But
that
for
was
like
the
TV show?
Fears.
I have no idea. Yeah. Who is it? Famous actor?
It's the guy from The Office.
John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Jim from The Office.
You didn't watch? Did you watch Jack Ryan? That you'd like Jack Ryan.
Everyone says I like it. One of these days I'll watch it.
By the way, the portrayal of her Quiet Place 2 looks very good as well.
All right, we mentioned the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Valdez, why don't you play the tune, and then Cakes can buzz in.
No, Cakes, you can buzz in, but don't say it and see if...
All right. Oh, no, I already know. I won't even know.
Well, just give me a couple extra
seconds. I'll give you a few seconds, but I'll buzz in when I know.
I'm sure I won't be able to nail it.
I mean...
I can nail that.
That's the one I would know.
Of course you're going to know that.
Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.
Some rappers now.
He has to get in. I mean, he has to get in.
So the Rock Hall of Fame has a rap.
Well, they have a few guys in there, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, go ahead. That was a no-brainer.
Know it.
I actually know that one.
Instantly recognizable.
Come on, JP.
Especially because you're dressed like the lead singer.
No. If I were dressed like him, I would be... First of all, I'd be 70 pounds skinnier, and I'd be wearing black head to toe, and probably have black painted fingernails. But he is a genius. He's a musical genius.
Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Trent Reznor.
Should know that one, I think. Go ahead, the next one.
Know it.
Come on, JP.
I need to hear her sing.
You need to hear her sing? What?
I want to
you don't know this hook?
Why am I getting old, man? I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston?
Correct.
There you go.
Why is she in the Rock Hall? Like, it's...
Yeah, whatever.
Just call
it's music.
The music hall
it's
of fame.
What it is.
That's what's throwing me off.
Yeah. All right. Stop thinking rock. Here we go. Two more. Reach
out, touch space. Know it.
Lurch to be in, like, with a quickness.
You know what? Very deserving. One of the biggest.
How many, can you play? How many sillies did they have?
A lot.
Can you play? Can you just go through a little? It's Depeche Mode.
Okay.
You play. People are people. That's a smash.
I feel like this just reminds me of like my wife's sorority parties or something.
Yeah, college years.
College years.
Yeah.
I never listened to this stuff, but anytime I would go to like a DG function or something, right. Playing Depeche Mode
right.
or whatever. Play some more Depeche Mode. Yeah, right. Any other? I mean, this is
not heard it a million times.
This is right in the college wheelhouse.
This
like
is,
late
this is
80s
a
into early 90s.
See, to me, this is chick music because it reminds me of my wife's sorority.
Yeah.
But I know, like, Lurch loves this.
Sure. New wave, punk, not really punk, but more new wave.
The guys dig Depeche Mode? Is it more?
Probably to me, more it's women.
Like, to me, it's like a chick
But
band.
I think some guys got into it, too.
Come on, what else? You got any more sillies?
One like, second.
I'm trying. Because I probably know all their hits.
Oh, you definitely know the hits. This is probably their biggest hit.
This is their biggest one?
Yeah.
People are people, so why should it be, right?
Yeah. Probably one of the bigger songs of the 80s.
You and I, something.
Takes mean, a little time.
Lurch picked a bad day to be sick.
He certainly
he
did.
He would be so psyched right now.
People are people, so why should it be?
Harkening me back to the 80s.
I've heard all the Depeche Mode songs. When people talk about how great music used to be, they should play this song.
Right.
And then smash each other in the face because this song sucks. And then Depeche Mode sucks.
That wasn't my genre. I didn't listen to that stuff. But the chicks did. You go to a sorority party.
Not good music.
I don't know.
You don't even like music. How would you know?
Yeah, you don't know. You're not moved by music at all.
Justin Bieber's Yummy pummels it.
Yeah. Oh, then Whitney Houston pummels that.
Well, it's a personal preference,
I guess.
And what's the last artist to be?
You'll
nominated?
Never
two
get
more.
It.
No,
cakes. There's two more.
Two more.
Oh yeah,
two
that's
more.
Right. There are. I don't. I've never even heard of the last one.
Okay. Oh, hold on. This is definitely old.
For a second, I thought of a Nelly right there.
Drab's favorite band.
Oh, is this the Doobies?
Yeah.
Doobie Brothers. Nice Drab zing.
This is a catchy song. It's not my thing.
They definitely
I can
had,
hear it once every 20 years. You play this on Get Sized.
It's a lock that you saw them on a cameo on What's Happening back in the day.
Is that true?
Yes, correct.
I wasn't a big What's Happening guy.
You weren't a big What's Happening guy?
No, I like Good Times
with
better.
Raj and Rerun.
No, I never really liked What's Happening.
I liked it.
Oh.
This is going to go on our Purple Heart Open playlist, Kate.
Okay,
we're on
might.
The golf course.
All right, now play the last one. I've never even heard of this artist.
Okay.
The last artist. I mean, I've heard of the
are
thing.
Are these people in, or they're just not
inductees.
Oh, terrible.
Is this T-Rex?
I never even heard of T-Rex.
I mean, I don't know much about T-Rex, but I know this song is by T-Rex.
Are they one-hit wonders?
It's a lock you've heard,
are
the,
silly?
Heard the...
I mean, I don't know much about them.
I feel like I've maybe heard it, but I've never heard of the band T-Rex.
I believe Jason's favorite British heavy metal band of all time was bypassed again. Judas Priest was up for nomination.
I feel like they should be in.
Bypass.
Should definitely be in.
They should be in.
Yeah.
I feel like this is in a ton of like movies and TV shows.
What is the or commercials? What is it? Get It On? Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would literally my life could be on the line and I would never know the answer and I would I would die.
I mean, you know what the other T-Rex is.
Hey, a big dinosaur.
Yeah, right, a dinosaur.
Right.
That's, you know what, that song's aptly titled, or the band's aptly titled. They're dinosaurs.
To be eligible for the Hall of Fame, an individual, artist, or band must have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination.
Right.
So a guy like Snoop Dogg, who can't, is Snoop in?
I don't think he's in, but
Snoop came
he's probably
out in
coming
like
up
91, 92, 93, something like that, right?
Sounds about right.
But in that era? So
I'd have to go back and watch Straight Outta Compton to get my timeline correct.
Nick Walenda is in the news again. Another high wire walk. This time, cakes, across an active volcano.
Speaking of one-trick ponies.
In Nicaragua.
I mean, that's all they got. All they got is stringing up a wire, big long pole, and walking across
now,
a barefoot.
Now, I'm assuming he's going to be tied in again, right? Because they just
when's
don't
the last
to
time this active volcano erupted?
Well, I don't know what the definition of an active volcano is.
Well, I think the definition is it can erupt at some point,
right? But I mean, could it be active if it erupted 5 years ago?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what I think the hook is.
Like if it erupted last 400 years ago, I don't really consider this much of a bit.
Right.
If it erupted 20 minutes ago and you're throwing your wire up over top of it, then maybe.
He says Mother Nature is extremely unpredictable. It's by far the most dangerous walk I've ever attempted, and that alone makes it very intimidating. I'm pushing myself beyond my comfort zone by the feat itself, but I know that I'm up to the challenge. I must admit, it's scary.
Hey, you know what? I wore flannel to work today. I'm pushing it out of my comfort zone.
Okay? Would you let, like, say, a helicopter dangle you around an active, because you're not going to walk on a wire, like dangle you around above an active volcano?
Why on earth would I do that?
10 minutes, something equivalent to his walk.
I mean, am I getting paid an exorbitant amount of money?
Yeah, it'd be a special on ABC.
So I'm on like a bungee cord, just bouncing up and down.
He's just swinging you around an active volcano.
But I'm locked in?
Yeah, you're not going to fall or plunge or anything.
For 10 minutes?
Just taunting the volcano.
Yes.
Telling it to erupt on you.
Exactly. Yeah. You're giving the volcano the finger.
Double-barreled middle finger is what you're doing.
Exactly.
I guess for 10
really
minutes.
I want you to button the top button, you know?
So I look like drab? Because that's the look drab's
button,
going for.
But then open the bottom and then get a bandana.
So I look like I'm from Colors from back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Drabby, why are you doing that? Why are you buttoning the top button?
Because I'm pretending like I'm a early 20-year-old.
An early 20-year-old person?
Whatever.
Why, that's what the kids are doing now?
Yes. Did you pay attention
that's
to your
the move?
Son?
Yeah. Did he have it buttoned up all the way up to the top?
They tie their strings on their hoodies all the time.
Isn't that kind of uncomfortable, though? Like pushing up against your neck?
No. If you watch guys on TV and stuff, they button up all the way now. That's an old school thing.
No, my son didn't have it buttoned up. I'm looking at it right now.
Ask your son if it's popular. You guys got a
bunch of boomers.
Why are you trying to be somebody who's in their 20s that when you're in your mid-30s?
Yeah, you're
he's
closer
hanging
to 40
on.
Than you are
he's hanging
else.
On for dear life.
How old is Drabby?
36.
37.
37.
Did you notice how
close.
You notice how muddled that was?
Hey, you know, 40 is a bummer. 50 is the worst. But
Eric, you wear joggers all the time. You and I stay closer to the fashion trends than anybody else.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Don't give me a bunch of crap.
Listen, it's fine. I'm just asking.
Well, it's just like Valdez coming in here and joning on my thumb, and he goes, "I can't believe how fragile you are." I said, "Well, when I'm 68 or 69 and you're 50, I'm going to check back on you and see how fragile you are."
Right.
If I'm still around at 68
it
or 69.
Is,
you got hurt bowling.
I think you can admit it is one of the softest injuries.
It's on the internet. Bowler's thumb. It's a thing.
And do people have tinglies?
People get the tinglies from bowling too much.
What happens?
I think the four things they tell you to do or not do, first is stop bowling,
right.
Big stupid.
Right.
Don't bowl anymore.
Well, that's easy for you.
Or rest. Or
yeah. Well, who could rest more than you?
Take aspirin.
Hey, right. if he was lurch, he'd call out of work for a month with his bowler's thumb.
Right.
Yeah, we were talking about that during the break. All JP and I are doing every single day is dodging germs from patient zero and patient zero number two.
Because
there are germs flying around here all the time. And somehow we're dodging them and you guys are just trading them back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what's
know.
Happening.
I'm surprised
that's
you guys aren't
the
sick.
Dynamic in here.
I mean, are sinus infections?
No, you can't get anything from sinus infections.
Yeah, I mean, like if I sneeze though, could I pass that to
someone?
I don't
think so.
If I cough?
Oh yeah. You've
a sinus
you know
infection?
How many airborne pathogens are in here? Can we get a light that shows all the airborne pathogens swirling around in this air, in this stale, stagnant, dead air in this studio? Is that possible, Drew?
By the way, did you give us number four? You said aspirin, rest.
Oh,
stop bowling.
Surgery.
Surgery.
I'm going to come desperate. In with a big bandage on my thumb in probably two weeks.
I'm begging you to have a splint on your thumb from bowling.
I might have a splint.
Hey, Lurch is definitely going to be the first junkie to die.
Why is that?
He's got
don't
the
say
worst.
That.
No, because you guys have always said for years he's tall and he's going to donk off.
Yeah, right. his heart has to work overtime.
The worst immune system of anybody on the show.
No, mine's pretty bad. I think my immune system's bad.
He sleeps better than anybody.
If he gets so much sleep, how is he always sick?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's sick all the time.
I don't know. He gets
he's
a lot of
very
sleep.
Congested, And trust me,
the three of us are all very congested.
Okay, but he's hawking up a lung every single day. I'm not.
True.
I mean, I'm blowing my honker.
But I think he's
going to
live longer because of his sleep.
Plus, he's addicted to painkillers.
That's true. And an alcoholic.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think his sleep is going to hook it. I was at the doctor yesterday. Doctor told me, everybody knows, I mean, one Google search or you know, watch the news once, leading cause of death is heart attack and stroke and everything else. And then cancers. But, I mean, heart attack and stroke is the number one killer. It kills a third of the world, heart attack and stroke. So you gotta do what you can do to fight off that. That's the number one thing. So getting good sleep, good blood pressure, exercise, to stave off the number one killer.
2020, the Junkie Show, colonoscopies, all this talk.
I know you need, I know exercise is important. I ran 3.5 miles yesterday, and I wished I was 6 feet underground the whole time I was doing
it. Good for you.
That's a former marathoner.
I wanted to be dead.
Yeah.
I was halfway through, and
I said,
dead might be better.
I did a 2.5 mile run in Fort Myers.
Right.
In the humidity.
Yeah.
I had to stop like three times.
I mean, it's tropical down there.
Did you run in your Tim's, Paul Bunyan?
I did not run in my Tim's. I ran in Brooks, courtesy of Chris Farley and Pacers Running Stores.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Yes. All right. Well, I don't know. I basically entertained you. You don't care. Apparently, there's drama between J-Lo and Shakira not getting along before their big halftime show for the Super Bowl. And for some reason, Leo DiCaprio just broke up with his 23-year-old girlfriend.
Well, I'm sure he does that probably on a weekly basis.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
All right, coming up next, we will revisit the whole sign-stealing scandal. A couple managers, general managers, been fired. The Astros lose their first and second-round draft choices for a couple years. Brian Smith's been covering this for the Houston Chronicle. He'll join us next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Washington. I think I figured out that damn $13 charge. Signed up for a free
trial.
Was
it legit charge?
I think I signed up for a free trial, like I bought a Christmas gift, and then it said something about get like an extra 10% off.
And you did that?
And I clicked on it, and I think it was a free trial, and then the free trial runs out, and then they just automatically start charging you.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you go out of your way to stop it. So
like, look at this sucker that fell for the 10% gag.
Sucker. All right, we'll switch gears and talk a little bit about the cheating scandal in Major League Baseball. Brian Smith covers the Houston Astros, amongst other things, for the Houston Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at @ChronBrianSmith. Thanks a lot for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Good morning.
We were kind of kicking this around hypothetically earlier because we're here in D.C. and the Nationals just won the World Series. And we were kind of kicking around, well, how would you feel about it if 2 years later they said, well, you cheated to win the World Series? How are the fans dealing with it?
Yeah, no, you know, I think I'm so used to in the Twitter social media age, and I obviously, I get like 95% positive responses to everything that I tweet and write in all my columns. But I think we're all used to just absolutely irrational, crazy fan behavior. And you know, if you go against the team, you know, you're fighting the United States flag or whatever. It hasn't been that way, and I think that it's been so telling. Astros fans, for the most part, have been incredibly rational and reasonable and normal, And they sound, in a lot of ways, like the rest of the baseball world, to where it's mainly just been confusion. It's been frustration. It's been painful.
Do they feel like it's tainted? I would feel like it was tainted. Yeah, it would hurt.
It is, and that's the thing. I was in D.C. for all three games, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I watched the Astros go up 3-2, and you know, you could tell how much that city was in that region was living through the Nationals and how incredible that was, right? And then just fast forward, 2 years, and you're basically told on some level, not that it was all a lie, but it all wasn't on the up and up. And, I mean, that's really rough because it's not just you have the T-shirt and you have the DVD and you have the hat and you've been celebrating for 2 years. I mean, these cities live through these teams like nothing else. I don't think you compare it at all to the NFL or the NHL or the NBA. There's just something about baseball, and it's every day. And you see the players' faces. So you put all that together, and there's a lot of confusion right now. It's painful. It's hard. And the biggest thing is it's still falling out, right? You have Alex Cora getting fired yesterday by Boston. And so this is something that's going to play out, and spring training starts in a month. So it's a very, very odd, troubling time right now for the Astros and, most importantly, for longtime devoted Astros fans.
But, Brian, what's weird to me is that, like, in a year when Hinch's suspension is done or however long Cora gets suspended, other teams will just rush right out and hire these guys.
Yeah.
Like nothing's happened. That's the weird part to me.
Yeah, Jeff Luhnow, I think, is going to be the huge test case because Jeff Luhnow is one of the brightest minds in Major League Baseball for the last 10 years. Jeff Luhnow has also, you know, put together a pretty strong track record of frustrating and alienating and pushing away and dividing. So you're either pro Jeff Luhnow if you've worked with him, or you think, you know, he's the worst guy you've ever worked with. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying he isn't. But that is Jeff Luhnow's track record, and that did play a part in all of this. A.J. Hinch is universally liked and respected, and it's very hard to find anybody who's going to say anything bad about A.J. Hinch. And, yeah, you would think at some point, unless something else spills out with Hinch, he will be back in the game again. Cora, I don't know. I mean, Cora's name was all over this. He might end up with a multi-year suspension. For him to be fired before he's even suspended is very telling. And he's now been involved with the scheme with two franchises, not just the Astros, with Boston in 2018. So, Alex Cora might have two invalidated World Series titles attached to his name. But I do believe at some point A.J. Hinch will be back in Major League Baseball, if he wants to be.
Did those of you there covering the team, I understand you're a columnist, so you're obviously not the beat guy or whatever, but was there any whispering of this at the time?
Yeah.
Was anybody catching on to this?
Yeah, so I will be completely honest with you, and you guys can turn this into a soundbite if you want. You know, I don't care because I've said this before. No, I never heard, and I was around the 2017 Astros, not as much as a beat writer, but I was around those constantly, the entire season, throughout the entire playoff run, ALDS at Fenway Park, ALCS at Yankee Stadium, and then the entire World Series at Dodger Stadium, and all the home games, obviously. I never heard it at all in 2017. But that being said, here's where it gets really interesting. We started to hear whispers in the 2018 playoffs against the Boston Red Sox, which is kind of interesting because by that time, who was managing the Boston Red Sox? Alex Cora, and Alex Cora's team from 18 is now investigated in all this. So I was hearing for the first time whispers of that. That being said, it sounded so, I'm going to be honest, it sounded so stupid, like trash cans and banging and you know, whatever was going on, it sounded so stupid. You're like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You would hear it at some point. So with, you know, cameras and replay and, you know, microphones everywhere, there would have been some inkling of it. I mean, Major League Baseball has cameras and microphones and people everywhere. But we were hearing it in 18, and then obviously last year there was everything with the Rays and the Yankees and the Nationals. So this has shadowed the Astros for two seasons, but during their 17 World Series season, we weren't hearing it. But so it almost took a year for it to come out. The problem is, like steroids, whatever, just because you hear it, you can't write it. I mean, you know, if you're going to put your name on it, you have to be able to prove it. And credit to Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellick from The Athletic for breaking this. They'd have... they honestly deserve a – they need to create a sports Pulitzer for them, because the fact that Rob Manfred has done this, Luno, Hinch, Cora have lost their jobs, franchises have been forever changed. None of that happens without The Athletic and Rosenthal and Evan publishing that story. And it took them a year plus to put all that together, a year after I was first hearing it, and others were first hearing it.
And that was based on what? The former Astro owning up to it? Is that sort of the heart of it?
That's what they were getting. And that's what we were actually saying in 18. Mm-hmm. And then even, you know, and then at the start of 19, then you started hearing the whispers. And it would go away, and the Astros were playing baseball games. But you would start to hear it. But I always thought, and anyone else did, well, you know, you would have to get, and not just one player, you'd have to get multiple players on the record, putting their names on it, to get into it. And even then, there's a whole other component to breaking it down. They were able to do it, and credit to them. But I think the fact that it was a year, a full season and a postseason after we were first hearing the whispers tells you how hard and difficult and sport altering it was to really put this together. And now we're just watching the fallout spill out.
Joined by Brian Smith, Houston Chronicle sports columnist. You can follow him on Twitter @ChronBrianSmith. Have any of the Astros hitters talked about this? I haven't seen quotes from guys like George Springer or Altuve owning up to it. Has anybody owned up to it? I mean, Springer in that World Series, I looked it up, he hit 5 home runs in that World Series. I know Yu Darvish.
He crushed.
Yeah, Yu Darvish has, you know, had some kind of like comedic tweets about it. But you're wondering, you know, if you're the Dodgers, you lose in a Game 7 in extra innings. It's hard to quantify what the impact was. But like you said, George Springer crushed.
Yeah, I mean, on one level, I'm just ready for like the NBA playoffs to start, because at least we can just yell at the refs, right? I mean, the NBA playoffs, the only time they feel invalid is at the foul line with James Harden, you know, shooting 30 free throws or whatever. This is bad stuff. I mean, you're talking about not just the integrity of the game, even steroids theoretically were more attached to single players, right? And I mean, it was sport altering, and you know, when you're talking about McGuire or Bonds, mm-hmm. and the home run record and Sammy Sosa, all that stuff. But those were individual numbers, and yes, it affected games and teams and seasons. But it wasn't like it wasn't like you had a steroid team, right? Yeah. You didn't have just like one team that was popping a bunch of pills or, you know, using syringes. Right now, you have two teams that won the World Series that have both been tied to the idea that they knew what pitch was coming via technology at a level that's never happened in the history of baseball. I mean, it's really bad. So you want to hear George Springer, you want to hear Jose Altuve, you want to hear Justin Verlander, because he's been outspoken for years about everything else that he doesn't like in Major League Baseball. You want to hear Alex Bregman, and I have that column in today's Chronicle, you know, for all the confusion and for all the back and forth and the suspensions and the firings and the investigations. What we haven't heard this entire time is Jose Altuve, George Springer, Alex mm-hmm. Bregman, who spent the last 3 seasons talking trash. You haven't heard any of those guys say anything.
Yeah.
And either, and so then it's very simple. Either Hinch and Luno were scapegoats, and, you know, Cora is just a really bad guy. Maybe that's it. Maybe the Astros were having pitches tip, maybe everybody does it, and the Astros are going to say, you know what, everybody does this, and there's a whole nother scandal that plays out. But they haven't said anything, and so you're sitting there waiting for them to basically say it ain't so. You know, no, I'm we're on the up and up. I'm Alex Bregman. I'm one of the best hitters in baseball. I never use any of that junk, or say, you know what, we screwed up and we're never going to do it again, whatever it is. But they haven't said anything. And that's made this entire thing even weirder.
Last question for you from me, and I should know this, I'm sorry, but I don't. How rampant was it? Was it every home game? Was it every game? Was it only when certain guys were pitching? How rampant?
Yeah, so that's another part of this. Is everyone's praising Manfred's report for saying it's scathing and mm-hmm. it was so detailed. It was scathing. It was detailed. It's not exhaustive. There is not anywhere in that report a true play-by-play, right? And it's apparently the most thorough investigation in baseball history, but we have no idea to this day, did they specifically use it in game four, game five of the World Series? Game five of the World Series is the greatest game in Astros history. That was the 13-12 10-inning game. It made everything from the Nationals-Astros series look boring. That game was absolutely insane. They knocked Kershaw out. They won in the bottom of the 10th. I mean, 13-12, did they know the pitches were coming in that game? Were they banging on the trash can? Because according to the report, they didn't just use it during the regular season. They used it throughout the 2017 postseason. So that's part of the problem. We don't know how rampant it was. Was it game by game, play by play, series by series, just at certain times? We still don't know, and that's why ultimately the play. I mean, if you read the report from what Manfred says, the players and Cora were at the heart of this, which means if you want to connect the dots, Alex Cora and the Astros players on some level got A.J. Hinch fired.
Yeah.
Well, A.J. Hinch got himself fired, too, because he admitted he knew about it
exactly.
And didn't stop it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, that's great stuff. I really enjoyed having you on. We'll have to do it again. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Check him out on Twitter, at Cron Brian Smith.
Give your child a first-class basketball experience and a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's Basketball Camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball more by instilling confidence, teaching the game, and having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, speakers, and 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's Basketball Camp. Register at CoachWooten.com. That's 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I finally got some closure on my wrecked car.
Okay.
I was in an accident on December 17th.
During my week off, I know. I saw a picture. I mean, your car was smashed pretty damn good.
It was pummeled. It was pummeled with a B, and it's officially totaled. Dead. Okay. I've already got the check back from Progressive, so now I'm just going to go out to Farish and pick out a new silly or a previously owned silly and sign that check over. And I'll be buying another vehicle from my friends at Farish today, most likely.
Because this is one that you owned. You weren't like doing some sort of trade deal with Farish.
No, I owned it.
You bought it.
stroked the check, so bought it in cash.
Are you going to get the same model and everything, or do you not even
care?
No,
I think I'm leaning
towards something else?
I think I'm getting some form of Jeep product today.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that means a Jeep of some sort. Like a
Jeep, Compass or Grand Cherokee, something along those lines.
Ah, nice.
Because you had a sedan.
Had a sedan.
Yeah.
It was a Challenger?
It's now...
No, it wasn't
Avenger.
A Challenger.
Avenger.
Now it's heading to a salvage yard near you somewhere.
Yeah.
It's now scrap metal.
I think all of us are fans of fast food to some extent.
Of course.
Right? Sometimes it's just convenience.
Yep.
It's just
we consider Chick-fil-A fast food?
Yes.
Absolutely fast food.
All right.
Does it have a drive-through?
I feel like it's a little healthier, though. I feel like it has a better connotation to it.
Maybe a
if
little bit.
If I go
bit.
To Chick-fil-A, I'm feeling better than maybe if I go somewhere else.
By the way, going forward, restaurants, I don't care what your space limitations are, you should never make a fast food establishment that does not have a drive-through. Because when you run into one of those, all it does is tilt you. Right.
But you're not including fast casuals.
I'm talking about McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Arby's.
But I've told you this before. If I have the time, I prefer actually going inside.
I don't mind running it.
Why?
I've done it before.
I went inside one yesterday. I actually went to Chick-fil-A with Isabella because they have a nice little play place.
Well, you're trying to kill time with a kid.
Yeah.
But a normal human that's just participating in life.
My point is, it's jam-packed on the inside. Now it was jam-packed in the drive-through, the double drive-through,
of course.
Completely
a bunch of parents trying to dock off their kids for an hour.
If I want the convenience of a drive-through, you can't design your fast food establishment in 2020 and not have a drive-through.
Well, the Rockville Pike McDonald's,
borderline criminal,
should be nuked because it doesn't have a drive-through.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I define Chick-fil-A definitely as fast food.
Definitely.
I mean,
100%.
If you go up to the counter or the drive-thru and they give you the food in a minute or two.
It's fast food.
It's fast food.
Well, I mean, Cava's fast.
That's fast casual.
But you got to go through and pick it.
It's different. That's fast casual.
Definitely different. Chipotle different.
I have mastered the art of driving and eating my Cava, by the way. Yeah. Mastered.
I mean, that's very messy. I don't think I'd ever do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would either eat it there or I would transport it, eat it at home.
Anyway, I saw this story about Taco Bell. I'm not a frequent Taco Bell person. I'll go there on occasion.
Yeah.
It's definitely not one of my go-tos. But they have a new deluxe box. And I don't even know if I could eat all of this.
Right. It's probably 2,500
calories. $7, you will get a combo box, which comes with the Steak Chalupa Supreme, a beefy five-layer burrito.
Beefy is code word for. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Just continue.
A nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah.
Cheesy nachos and your medium drink.
Well, again, that's 2,800 calories.
That's a lot of food, man.
How could it not
be? How much is it?
Seven bucks.
$7. It's a good meal, I guess.
It says it is flagged with a sodium warning.
Yeah, well, of course it is. I'd like me some sodium, though. I don't think it would dissuade me.
Lately, I've been looking at the sodium label when I...
I never look at the sodium label.
I look at cholesterol, sodium, and then the fat.
Yeah.
That's what I look at. There was a period of time where all I looked at was the carb content.
Right.
But, yeah, that's my thing now.
If I go to a place, this is kind of my general philosophy. If I go to a place like that, I just don't even look at, why would I look at it?
You're not worried about it.
I'm already making a bad choice, even though I'm telling you I enjoy all those places. I'm already making a bad choice going there.
Right.
So I'm not going to like all of a sudden go, let me see, should I go with the grilled chicken nuggets? No, I'm going to go with
the best
tasting
thing. I'll Google on my phone and I'll see what I'm ordering and what it has.
A lot of times now they list.
They list it, yeah.
I mean, like,
which they shouldn't because... If you have half a brain, I don't know why you would order half that stuff. You know, 1,200 calories.
Because it's convenient and you're hungry. That's why. That's why you order it.
Yeah.
Because it's quick.
On a different note, I don't think we mentioned this in the 4 hours of the show, which is maybe a good thing.
That was a terrible loss
for Maryland last night.
Well, you got the ball with 12 seconds left. Up two, I think it is. All you got to do is inbounds it, get fouled, and you salt that game away.
Well, I told you
with a nice road win.
I didn't see it. I fell asleep.
It's like, what, they not have an inbounds play?
I don't know.
That inbounds play was atrocious.
I fell asleep with my little one, and then I woke up, and then I checked in on the phone. So with about 40 seconds left, I'm going to guess. I don't remember. I looked on it, and Maryland was up by 4.
Yeah.
And then I woke up this morning, and they lost the game.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how they lost the game. They had the ball
With the lead.
With the lead.
Seconds
12
left.
Seconds left. All they got to do is inbound it. They'll get fouled. You'll hit one or two free throws, and you're probably going to salt that game away. Instead, it looked like they didn't really set a screen for Cowan. I was scrambling to get it in. And then, you know, the guy makes a great play, gets his hand on it, and then knocks it, I think, off of Marcel, who was passing it in. And they get the ball back. And then within 1 second, they hit a three. And then we go down there, and we launch a very quick, kind of rushed Anthony Cowan three. Which, you know, he's hit a bunch of those in his career. He's a great player. I'm a huge fan of his. But that wasn't the ideal one. The A1 look, I didn't think.
He's a very good player. I would not say he's a great player. Like,
he's
in my
been
mind,
really, really good.
He's been good. He's, you know, a senior, and he's been great for the program. But he's not as good as, like, Melo Trimble was.
He's not as explosive, but, you know, Dan Dockich, whatever, that calls the games for ESPN.
He loves him.
Loves him.
He gushes
said Cowan
about him.
Is the best finisher. He and the kid from Butler, I think. Two best finishers in the game.
Stunning.
Yeah. I mean, he really is. It's a big three. Great finisher. He might be better than you think.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you've watched him, he's been pretty impressive, but I just didn't love that.
He's not going to be a pro.
Oh, he'll play professionally for 15 years, but not in the league. NBA. He won't play in the league.
I mean, Melo Trimble's not playing in the NBA, and I just going with somebody who's
recent. Yeah, I don't think he'll play in the league, but he'll play for 15 years somewhere.
But, you know, it seemed like, and, you know, who knows? It seemed like Maryland this year, at least, like, if you rewind a month ago, we were thinking they could be, you know, make a Final Four run, that type of team. Weren't they ranked in the top five?
Ranked three, I think.
Yeah, they were ranked very
high. My son's big into, like, rankings and things like that. He's 12. And he's asked me this last couple weeks, like, what kind of seed do you think they're in the tournament? And they just feel like a 5 or 6 seed.
Correct.
Which is, look,
they'll
it's
be fine. They'll be fine.
You might make
it. It's not going to be, it's looking like it's not going to be that breakout season.
I wouldn't respond
season
with a number. I would just say, not even February. I'm not worried about
seeds
yet.
That's true. They only have four losses,
yeah,
but they're losing on the road.
Yeah.
They're losing winnable games.
Got spanked by Iowa.
Yeah. Well, Iowa's good. Luke Garza is really, really good.
I woke up hearing Turgeon talking about, it was almost like he was like a moral victory talk. He was like, really proud of my guys.
I think he's just trying to pump them
great
up. I think he's just trying to pump them up.
Yeah. I root for the Terps and Turge. It's just, you're hoping it's going to be a special year. Doesn't really feel
doesn't
like
have the feel of a special year at this point.
Right.
But, you know, we're kicking them when they're down.
Yeah, you can make a run.
We're kicking them when they got to get hot. But they're just giving away games.
And I don't know that there's anybody. Jason has mentioned this. I don't know that there's anybody special in college basketball. There's no like runaway team.
Duke ended up winning yesterday, right?
Duke lost.
No, they lost.
They did
Clemson.
Lose. So I was watching that game and they were down 10 for a lot, and then they retook the lead. They ended up losing down the stretch.
By the way, I think tonight or tomorrow might be Zion's NBA debut. I'm kind of into it.
It's about damn time.
Yeah.
Has he lost weight?
I don't know. I read the reports that they were trying to teach him how to like walk and run again.
It's hard to lose weight when you're falling asleep on your bench during games.
Yeah, fall asleep on the bench.
I mean, I don't know how much weight you're going to lose doing that.
Yeah. Well, he needs to lose some weight, or he's going to have a short career, no doubt. Anyway, you would love that show, Elite Youth, on FS1.
It's
look
on
for that.
FS1.
Yep. Yep.
That doesn't strike me as the type of show that would be on demand, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
to binge.
I don't know. It should be. Released December 19th.
I clicked on, just to put it in my queue, the show which Jason was hyping up with Jason Bateman called The Outsider.
Yeah.
It's on HBO. So if I have time today, I'm going to watch that.
All right. Well, just take a gander.
See
if you can find it. I think you'll really like it. It's pretty cool when you've got Greg Anthony, Scottie Pippen, who's the guy?
You
the
said
other guy?
Kenyon Martin.
Kmart.
All these guys there. And I think their kids play on the same team.
Yeah.
And they're all standing there watching the games together.
A lot of talent.
It's pretty wild. Well, Cole Anthony is a show. He is ridiculous.
A lot of good genetics.
He's also a hothead
swirling around there.
But at Carolina, he's been injured.
Yeah. But he was balling before that. Yeah. I think he'll be back soon.
I don't know. I can't follow college basketball like we used to back in the day. It's been trending this way for many, many years. But
it's because you have a life.
No, but also guys,
kids growing up.
Guys are playing college basketball for like 2 games and then they tap out in the NBA.
That's true,
like,
too.
Am I supposed to know a lot about James Wiseman?
No.
That's true, too. I mean, are you kidding me?
Guy played like, what, 2 games?
Guy might be the number one pick.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Granddaddy, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.